Welcome back to the K-Dub Palace Podcast. I am your host, K-Dub, and today we have a very special and short episode, not too long. This is Sunday. Obviously, we're not a football show, but if you guys did not know by it, I am a Philadelphia Eagles fan, and it wasn't really a good week. Really wasn't a good couple days. But this week, we lost by 1 point to the Atlanta Falcons. Saquon dropped a pass that could have potentially put us up in the game, but unfortunately he dropped the pass, and then the game, the Falcons got the ball back, and their running back kind of did the work and kind of gave them the win. So, but it's okay, cause today we play the Saints. So hopefully we can get a win against the Saints. I know the Saints they've been playing good these past two games. They're 2-0. So, but like we said, it's only been two games. You know, the Saints are 2-0 right now. But who knows what their record will be on week eight, week nine. So. Stay tuned in today, and yeah, man, go Eagles, you know what I'm saying? Now, we're all here for basketball news, so we're going to start off. D-Wade will be getting his statue revealed on October 27th against the Pistons. Dwayne Wade is arguably the third best shooting guard of all time, behind Jordan and Kobe. Shout out to D-Wade. I mean, they don't call it Wade County for no reason. You know, he bought them three championships, you know, multiple All-Stars, you know, all NBAs. But D-Wade never captured an MVP, a regular season MVP, which is shocking to me because there were a couple of times where D-Wade was the best player in the league, if you ask me, probably like that 07, like when Dirk won it. You know, D-Wade could hardly have been. Or Kobe, you know, they could have already been MVP that year. But, shout out to D-Wade, we have a statue. I think my favorite, I don't really have a favorite D-Wade moment because I wasn't a big D-Wade fan growing up. But if I had to choose a D-Wade moment, it probably had to be, it would probably have to be a D-Wade Braun moment, you know, like when, you know, but right now I can't think of a D-Wade moment that I like, but, you know, shout out to D-Wade, though. We also have some more breaking news. Adrian Wojnarowski retires from ESPN. He'll be taking a job at a college as a general manager. I'm not sure what college, but I don't think he's leaving. To be a general manager at a college. So, you know, Woj is definitely a GOAT when it comes to, like, reporting news. Either him or Shams are usually the ones that, either him or Shams are the ones that are the first to put out breaking news. But Woj is definitely known for breaking news a lot in the NBA. You know, he's broken some huge news as far as, like, COVID, trade rumors and, you know, stuff like that, and, you know, big signings on free agency. So, yeah, so Woj is definitely, he's definitely one of the ones that you look at when it comes to trying to find out what's going on in the league when trades happen, you know, new signings and stuff like that happens, or anything major that happens in the league. So, yeah, shout out to Woj. Good luck on your journey, you know what I'm saying? ESPN is definitely going to miss you, you feel what I'm saying? So, shout out to Woj. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. ESPN is looking for somebody to replace Woj, and Shams and Chris Haynes, and Chris Haynes from TNT are strong candidates to replace Woj. So be on the lookout for Chris Haynes or Shams to replace Woj for the ESPN being an ESPN reporter. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, shout out to Woj. Hopefully, you succeed in your next journey, my guy. Next, we have Joel Embiid signs a 3-year, 192.9 extension with the Sixers. I think this extension makes sense because, I mean, they got Paul George in free agency. You know, they got some other pieces to help him. They signed Andre Drummond. They got Drummond. They re-signed Kyle Lowry. They got Caleb Martin. They got Reggie Jackson, Eric Gordon. They drafted the rookie, McCain. So they got some pieces over there. They got some pieces over there, you know, to help them. So, yeah, shout out to Embiid. Even though Embiid didn't play all the way good in the Olympics until probably like the last few games in the Olympics, he started to play good. And he was also one of the big key factors. USA, won the game against Serbia, you know, in that 17-point comeback that when they was down by 17 to Serbia, Embiid made a couple of jumpers and an and one foul to get them back in the game. So yeah, Joel Embiid definitely helped them in that Serbia game. But yeah, Joel Embiid definitely deserves what, you know, the amount of money that he got for his contract. But let's see if he can stay healthy and kind of, you know, him and Paul George can take the Sixers at least to the conference finals, if not the finals, and win. I mean, they didn't get Paul George for no reason. They got Paul George to win the championship. And so let's see if they can deliver. But they got to get past the Knicks and the Celtics. And the Bucks, you know, some people forget about the Bucks. Like the Bucks, they got Giannis and Dame, and you can't count them out. You know, Orlando just got KCP. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I don't see the Indiana Pacers. I feel like the Indiana Pacers had an Atlanta Hawks 2021 year. You know, when Trae Young kind of took them to the conference finals, I think Tyrese Haliburton kind of had that kind of year with the Pacers going to the conference finals. So, yeah, I don't see the Pacers going back to the conference finals. I actually think the Knicks or the Sixers or the Bucks, one of the three teams, might go to the conference finals to play the Celtics. But if I had to choose out of the three who would go to the conference finals, I really think the Sixers might. It's hard to go against like Giannis, and like if Giannis is healthy, I think the Bucks go to the conference finals. But I think right now it's looking like the Knicks might go to the conference finals, even though I got the Sixers going to the conference finals. I got the Sixers going to the conference finals because I'm a Paul George fan. So, and the Sixers roster kind of reminds me of like a Houston Rockets kind of roster a little bit. So I might go with the Sixers to go to the conference finals, and I got the Sixers going to the finals for the first time if they're healthy, if Embiid is healthy. You know, I know they lost to the Knicks last year, but Embiid wasn't all the way healthy, and he had like Bell's palsy. So Embiid was going through it last year, but this year they're going to be healthy, and Embiid is going to have even more help. Yes, he had help with Tyrese Maxey, but now they have a third. Now you have another all-star coming in, Paul George, who can easily average 23, 22 points, you know, if Embiid was to get hurt. So, yeah, I got the Sixers going to the finals. Yeah, I said it. But I wouldn't be mad if the Knicks went. I just don't want the Celtics to go back. You know what I mean? But I wouldn't be mad if the Knicks went to the finals. I wouldn't be mad. But I want the Sixers to go. But shout out to Embiid getting the big money in the contract. You know what I'm saying? Next on the list, the WNBA playoffs start. Caitlin Clark and Asia Wilson both have put up some numbers. Obviously, the Chicago Sky missed the playoffs. Angel Reese out for the season with the wrist injury, so she won't be in the playoffs and won't be playing until next season, unfortunately. But shout out to Angel Reese. I'm saying she got a podcast. As y'all know, I'm an Angel Reese fan. You know, she's from Maryland. I'm from Maryland. So even though she's from Baltimore, which I don't really, I'm a little, you know, I'm not from Baltimore, you know. So, but she's from Maryland, so you got to support. So I am tapped into the Angel Reese podcast. You know what I mean? So hopefully y'all are tapped into my podcast too. Hopefully. But yeah. Angel Reese, I think she holds the most rebounds as a rookie and double doubles. So yeah, man, shout out to Angel Reese, man, and Caitlin Clark for the first time in 6 years. The Indiana Fever will be going to the playoffs. They actually played today. They played the Connecticut Sun. So how the WNBA playoffs work is the best out of five. So Caitlin Clark will be going against Alyssa Thomas and my girl Dejanay Carrington, who's Defensive Player of the Year, and I think Dejanay Carrington's up for I think she's up for like for Most Improved. She's gonna win that too, and she should win Defensive Player of the Year as well. You know, yeah, man. But shout out to Caitlin Clark, man. So Caitlin Clark actually broke the single season assist record as well. They just keep breaking records, you know. Caitlin Clark breaking records. Asia Wilson, shout out Asia Wilson. She's gonna win MVP. She actually broke the all time score record with 1,000 points in a season. Asia Wilson has 1,000 points, the most in NBA history. Asia Wilson is, I haven't been around to watch WNBA for a long time, but I can tell you right now, my favorite player is still Kelsey Plum, but it's hard to not put Asia Wilson, you know, tied with Kelsey Plum. You know, I am the eight. I like the Aces, you know. I like the Aces because they have Kelsey Plum and Asia Wilson. Those are my two favorite. I gave y'all my top five WNBA players. You know, I said Kelsey Plum, Asia Wilson, Angel Reese. I said Caitlin Clark. I'm not gonna lie, it's just hard not to put her in there. Caitlin Clark, and then I said my fifth is probably going to be I like Dejanay Carrington. I like Dejanay Carrington because I like her defense, how she guards her best player. I like the hustle. You know what I mean? And I think she looked good with the blonde hair, but that's besides the point. Yeah. But, yeah, man, Asia Wilson, man, she's definitely in the GOAT conversation right now, man. And she could potentially be on the verge of winning a three-peat with the Aces, a championship. But Asia Wilson, definitely a clear-cut MVP winner. She's putting up, like, she's also breaking records, you know. Asia Wilson is like the LeBron of the WNBA right now. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to all the women in the league, man, for putting the league on notice. You know, but yeah, man, the WNBA playoffs do start today. So here are the key games. So we have the Liberty playing the Dream tonight at 1 o'clock. Then you have the Fever at the Connecticut Sun at 3. You got the Mercury playing the Minnesota Lynx at 5. Then you got Asia Wilson and the Aces playing the Seattle Storm at 10 o'clock. Shout out to Skylar Diggins-Smith. I think she broke a assist record as well for her franchise, I think. So shout out to Scott Dingus Smith. But yeah, man, the WNBA playoffs starts today. As far as who's going to be in the championship, I want to see the Aces go back to the championship and get that third ring. But, bro, the Minnesota Lynx been playing great basketball. And Nadia Collier, she is one of the ones. She's probably top two in the league right now. As far as, like, best player, she's probably number two behind Asia Wilson this season, from what I know. So, if the Aces don't go back to the championship, I think the Lynx will go to the championship and they'll probably play the Liberty. I don't know how the bracket and all that works. I'm on the WBA app right now. I'm trying to see how everything works as far as like the playoff bracket. But yeah, if the Aces don't go to the championship, I got the Lynx going to the championship and playing the Liberty. So, that's that. Next we have on the list, we have AJ Griffin. He's a role player in the league. He steps away from basketball at the age of 21. There hasn't been any reports on why he's stepping away from basketball, but they say he's stepping away from basketball. He played for the Hawks, and he got traded to the Rockets, and then he got waived this past weekend. But he's at 21. He stepped away from basketball. I don't know the reason behind this, but I do want to say like mental health is very important. So hopefully his mental is straight. You know, hopefully it's break. You know, he can kind of reflect on, you know, everything he has going on. Hopefully he can be a better man, and takes care of himself so that he can get back in the league, you know, and make an NBA roster. So, shout out AJ Griffin, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully everything is okay, you know, with his family and stuff like that, you know, with him mentally. So, yeah, you know, hopefully he's straight, you know. But, guys, this is a quick episode, not too long. This pod is definitely going to be useful when the NBA season starts. Right now, I'm trying to start another podcast with some friends that I used to host a radio show with. So hopefully we can get that going. But until then, man, this is another episode of K the Palace. Hopefully y'all enjoyed the episode, man. Y'all enjoy these WNBA playoffs because the NBA season starts in a couple of weeks. I think Media Day starts this week with the Celtics. And I want to say September 30th is the first day of NBA Media Day. So that week we'll get some good content on what certain players said in the Media Day. But until then, man, y'all enjoy these WNBA playoffs. And if you watch the NFL, watch the NFL games, even though this is a basketball podcast, no football, but we'll bring up football here and there. But this has been another episode of K-Dub Palace. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all Sunday and the rest of the week while you watch the WNBA playoffs. And I'm out.